second pack of Pesach and Mishnah Gimel. If a Jew has chametz, we learned before that it's chametz he has to get rid of it on Pesach, and after Pesach, if he did not get rid of it, it's going if he's not going to get rid of it on Pesach, after Pesach will be also banned off. Nochi Shehil Beit Yisrael Al Chametzoy. They made a deal like this. The Jew had chametz, and he said, he borrowed money from the goy, and he said, if I don't pay you back by a certain time, the chametz should be yours from the time of the loan. And what did they do? In the course of Pesach, he didn't leave, the Jew didn't leave the chametz in his house. He already deposited by the goy, with his condition that if the Jew doesn't pay back, he'll be retroactively shot to the goy. So therefore, after Pesach, Mutar Bahano, since it has these two things, that it was not in the reshus of the Jew in the time of Pesach, and also it eventually became retroactively belonged to the goy in the time of Pesach, it's Mutar Bahano, because it's not considered Jew's chametz, and it's not in his house. Yisrael Shilva is in Ochel HaMeitzah, so the other way around, the Jew was lent money to a guy on the condition that the guy will if the guy doesn't pay up on time, the chametz will be retroactively the Jew, then after Pesach also banno, then if the guy doesn't pay on time, it's going to become also banno, because it came out that it belonged to the Jew on Pesach. Chometz Shinofel V'mapoyim Sarek Mavuah. If a house collapsed on chametz, it's considered as if it was destroyed, doesn't exist anymore. Even so, one should be mevatel the chametz, because maybe they will remove the rubble on Pesach, and you don't want to see your value rubble from that point on. That which we say is kemavur is only if it's three tefachim deep on the ground, that a kelev won't naturally open it up, then it's considered out of your domain. But if it's just a small amount of rubble that fell on it, since it's easy for dogs to reveal it, you have to dig it out for Pesach and remove it.